There were a few people in the queue, and slowly the queue got, and I reached the gate. So just in front of me was a person who was dressed, you know, not as good as me, but you know, in a dirty clothes, and he was wearing a khaki coat and things like that. So that man stepped aside. And you know who is at the gate of the heaven. So Saint Peter was there. Saint Peter was looking at the big book and letting everyone in.
Peter. Where is
it? So when this person, the person who was in front of me, was about to enter, so Peter asked him, okay, tell me your name, what you, where you come from, what were you doing before you came here. So he said, my name is Muniswami, I am an auto rickshaw driver in Bangalore. Okay, so Saint Peter looked at the big book and so Saint Peter looked at the book. Looked at the book and said, okay, your name is there in the book. And you can go inside. And here is your welcome gift.
Okay.
So this man was very happy. So he opened the gift. He had a golden shawl, shawl made of gold. And Peter also gave him a golden staff. So seeing this, I was very happy. So I stepped ahead and told the brother Peter. I said, hi Peter, hi brother, my name is Madana Kumar. I'm a lay preacher. And I do leadership training for pastors and other Christian organizations and all that. So Peter looked at the book. Said, okay, good, your name is there in the book. You can also go inside. So, and then he said, okay, here is your gift, welcome gift. When I opened the gift, I just saw a cotton shawl. So, and then Peter also gave me a wooden staff. So I was a little disappointed. I was unhappy. So I told Peter, brother, didn't you hear what I said? I'm a preacher, I'm a Bible teacher. And I'm a man of God. So and the person who went before me, he got a golden shawl and a golden staff. So Peter told me, brother, In heaven, we go by results. When Muniswami used to drive auto rickshaw in Bangalore, people used to pray. The people who were sitting in the auto rickshaw. But when you were preaching, people used to sleep. So this is the best I can give you now. So what do you want me to get? So are you going to jump on the phone? Are you going to? So let me hope that, you know, I don't put you to sleep with this long lecture on leadership. Okay. So you know why? That is the reason why today I decided to come by car. And I convinced Sister Antonio to come with me. Because I knew that when Antonio was sitting and I was driving, she will pray. So that is, you know, I hope we will be able to, you know, learn something about leadership in this next few hours. But why leadership? Why do we need to learn about leadership? How many of you think you are leaders? Very good. Very good. வீட்டுல தலைவர். சபைக்கு தலைவர். But how many of you follow Jesus Christ? How many of you have accepted Jesus Christ? You know what? The Bible tells us that if you have decided to follow Jesus Christ, you do not have an option. You've got to be a leader. You know? Why? Where does the Bible say that? Okay. So let's look at a couple of things. You know, there are many definitions of leadership, right? You understand leadership by various means. One of the simplest definitions of leadership is that leadership is influencing others. Do you agree with that? Look at any of the leaders whom we know. You know, let's take our Amma, or let's take whoever. Let's take the Ayyas and all the political leaders who we have. What they do is influence others. Okay. So let's turn to our Bibles and turn to
John 15:16.
So So John 15:16 tells us that we did not choose Jesus. Jesus chose us. And for what?
Right.
To bear fruit. That's what the English translation says. I chose you to go and bear fruit. And Jesus says, I chose you. So Jesus is not giving us a choice here. Right? We have to go and bear fruit. So bear fruit, how do we bear fruit is the question. So that is what, you know, how do we do that with people? And that is done through influence. And that is why we need to, you know, we need to be leaders who will be able to influence others so that we can bear fruit for our Lord and our kingdom. I know most of you are pastors here. So don't get angry with me. One of my friends told me that, one of my pastor friends actually told me that pastors are like frogs. Why? Do you know why? Because frogs stay where they are, and when the flies come, they hop.
That's all.
Of course, my pastor friend also told people like missionaries and people who work in offices and work in fields. They are like lizards. Because the lizards, they don't stay, they go and catch their
food.
So, and of course, in Proverbs, we say, even in palaces and king's palaces, there are lizards. So what the Lord wants us to do is to be lizards in the king's palace. Go and bear fruit. Okay. There are. Let me just give you other Bible references. You can note it down. We don't need to read it now. John 15:8. You bear fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. It is to my Father's glory. Okay?
Say.
Philippians 1:22. Correct. So Paul is saying that, if I have to live, I got to be in fruitful labor. So that's the reason why, we got to bear fruit. And if we have to bear fruit, we have to influence others. And that's the reason why we need to be leaders. So, you would have, and You know, when the Lord asks us to do something, He will give us, equip us to do it. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in that? So Rick Warren, the person who has written a number of books and others, he says everyone is shaped for ministry. In English, shape is S-H-A-P-E, so he is using it as a short form.
Yes.
So S stands for spiritual gifts.
Spiritual gifts.
Right. So you know about spiritual gifts.
1 Corinthians 12,
Romans 12. In the notes that has been given to you, I think I printed it wrongly. It is not Romans 8, it is Romans 12. Okay, so those of you who have the notes can correct it in the notes. So we know the spiritual gifts. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, miracles, healing, faith, prophecy, discernment of spirits, and all that, whatever is given in the 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. So, correct. So what is told is that everyone has been equipped with these spiritual gifts or other gifts. Everyone may not have all of it. So that is the first one of the shape. The second is S-H. H is for heart. Do you have the heart formation? Because in Matthew 12:34, it says that what you say, your heart determines why you say things that you say.
Right.
And similarly, again, another mistake is there. It is Psalm 37:4. It says, that what you feel the way you do, your feelings are controlled by the heart. Okay. And say in Proverbs 4:23, it says, you do things because of what your heart tells you. So what it says is basically, what you say, what you act, what you feel is controlled by your heart. So the question is, the third one is ability. That is A. So we saw first spiritual gifts. First we saw spiritual gifts. So we, now we are looking at what are the abilities that have been given. You would have noticed that, no? The gift of singing, for example, is not a spiritual gift. But that has been given as a natural ability, right? It's been given to you. You would also see in Exodus 21:3. Okay. So in order to accomplish his purposes, he has given us abilities. The question is, what do we, whether we use it or not, is the question actually. The last one, the next one is personality. The fourth one is personality. Personality is primarily, you know, you look around. Is any of you sane? Are two people identical? Do you think it is by accident? God intentionally created each one of us differently. And he has created each one of us uniquely so that his name could be glorified. He loves variety. So, and each of us have been given individual abilities and other things. The last point on the shape is called experiences. Now, every one of us have been taken through some experiences. It could be education. It could be work. It could be ministry. It could be good experiences. It could be bad experiences. It could be painful experiences that some of us have gone through. You know, but the fact that we need to remember this morning is that God gives us experiences because He wants us to use those experiences for glorifying Him. So, shape. What does S stand for?
H,
okay. A, abilities, right. P, personality, and E for
experiences.
Now, we have to remember that God has shaped us in a particular way. Now, our job is not to look at our shape. There's a saying that the men above 50, their shape is defined by 5 B's. So you can look at me and find out. You know? That is, one is that they will have a bifocal, you know. See, this? I can't read without this, so I have to have a bifocal. That is the first B.
Okay.
The second is this, bulge. The third is braids. You know, mostly around 50 you lose some of your teeth and you know you got to put braids. Right? And the fourth is baldness. So I'm not perfect yet. I'm not in perfect shape because I don't have this. The fourth B. So, you know, what happens is Christians sometimes keep asking, God, why did you create me like this? Okay. And I'm sure you must have come across this passage. Can the creation ask the Creator can we ask Him, why did you create me like this? Who is our Creator? And so we can't ask Him why He created us like this. Why am I dark? Why am I short? Or why can't I speak well? We can't ask that because the Lord has created us like this because it was intentional. He wanted us to be that way. Because God makes everyone different, then we can use those differences for glorification of His kingdom. So that is what actually I try to do in the ministry that I am in after my work hours. We help people understand what is their shape. And through that, we help them to glorify God. So that is what I call as the fold, F-O-L-D. Okay, so let us look at this. So let's look at this. Now we have seen that we got to bear fruit, right? Do we agree with that? See, a fruit is known by a tree is known by its fruit, right? Right? We know a mango tree by the fruit that it bears. Right? It is not that, so if there is no fruit, then the tree doesn't have even a name. So, and same is the case with Christian. We are called to bear fruit. And that's why I started this with John 15:16. The moment I accept Jesus Christ,
கொள்றனோ
I am signing up, I am committing.
நான் வந்து கையெழுத்து அல்லது நான் தீர்மானம் பண்றேன்.
That I will bear fruit for him. Because he says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So if we have to get fruit, okay, if we have to bear fruit, now, how do we do that? What is fruits for us in love? What do you think? Okay. It's okay. What else? Ultimately,
what is good deeds that we do, that is fruits, and the other one is soul winning.
Soul winning.
Right.
Now, let's talk about soul winning. So what is how do you say soul winning?
Atma adaya.
Right, that is what we want to do, correct? All of us want to do that or? So when we want to win souls, we are talking about people. So the way people feel, do you think that will matter, that will impact the ability to bear fruit for us? Is there a relationship, do you think? The way people feel, will it impact the fruits that we can bear?
Yes.
Yeah? So we have to be able to basically influence the way people feel about Jesus Christ, about sin, about salvation. Okay. So what we see here is that the fruits that we can bear is impacted by the people's feeling around us. Now, what impacts the way people feel around us? Now, if I am a rude person, will people like to be around me? If I am a generous person, will people come to me? If I get very angry soon, will people like to tell me something? If I abuse my wife regularly, will she love me? Same case with children. If I am always angry with my children, they will they come, will they like to be near me? They will run away when I come home. So the way I behave, that will impact the way people feel around me. Do you agree with this? The way I behave will impact the way people feel around me. Okay, so that is the behavior, okay? Now the question is, why do I behave the way I behave?
Na ye na ye nadakkuvilla nadakkuren
Any comments? Anyone wants to see what influences the behavior? Why do people behave in the way that they do? Okay, so the ups and downs or experiences that they go through, very good. Okay, that is one of them. What else? What do you call the genes? Their social background. Okay. Very good. Okay, what else? What else could be? Yeah, hereditary genes. What is there in our genes? Parambari. Correct. Right. What else do you think? What else makes me behave the way that I behave? Individual, think about yourself. What makes you get angry? What makes you, incidents or situations, correct? Situations. So, the behavior is, what we talk about behavior, this is by what I am, that is called a self, and then okay. So what we are going to try and find out is what is this self. So in the self and situation, which one do we have control over? Can we do we have any control over this?
No.
Can we choose my parents? Can we choose our parents? Can we choose our pastors? Probably. A lot of times we don't even choose our spouses. So it is not that we control, we don't control this. Because God places us in situations. And so what we are going to see today is what is it that how can we understand ourselves? That is what we will see today. Is that understood? So that is, this is what I call as the framework of leadership development. Okay. So
the four things are the framework of leadership development.
What I am. What I am.
Na yar.
Impacts the way I behave.
Na yar
how I behave impacts the people's feelings around me. And the way people feel around me impacts the fruits that I can bear for the kingdom. So do you now see why we have to understand about self? Yes. So if we have to control our behavior, we have to understand. Psalm 56, 1.
தேவனே எனக்கு இரங்கும், மனுஷன் என்னை விழுந்த பார்க்கிறான், நாள்தோறும் போர் செய்து என்னை ஒடுக்குகிறான்.
Sorry, it is 51:6 minus 8. Psalm 51:6. Yeah, it says the Lord desires truth in where? Inside, innermost parts. The Lord desires truth in our innermost parts.
Okay?
Now, all of you know about Peter, right? You know the story of Peter's denial of Jesus Christ. So, did Jesus predict it?
Okay.
Now, you know, when Jesus told Peter that you are going to deny me, just before that, Peter was telling Jesus that I am willing to die for you. So here is Peter telling Jesus that, look Jesus, I am going to follow you and I am willing to die for you. And Jesus turns around and tells Peter, Peter, you are going to deny me. If I am Peter, I would have got very angry with the Lord. Because Lord, didn't you hear me when I said I am willing to die for you. But Jesus knew. Because Jesus knew the innermost fears that was there inside Peter. We know the story of David and Bathsheba, right? So, and there are many other instances in the Bible. Well, because we did not know ourselves well, we went into sin. And because of that, we have misled others. So, we have to be careful about this. So this is where we need to know about ourselves. Now, when we are all born, we are born with what we call as the defective identity. We are born with our natural identity. So the natural identity with which we are born is defective. Do you agree with that? Because the natural identity is based on our parents, our brothers and sisters, our childhood experiences, what we see others doing. So it is not based on the divine principles. So I for example, when I grew up as a Nayar in Kerala. That was my identity. I'm born in a Nayar family. I'm born in a rich family. I'm probably the various things which we identify ourselves with. Now, if we live with that identity,
then
we will end up having problems here in our behaviors. So we have to move from that identity into what we call as the Christian identity. So what is Christian identity? So there are four things that I want us to remember this morning about Christian identity. So before that, you know, some of us exhibit our Christian identity by certain things, certain symbols, as we call it. How do you translate symbols? Adayalam, right? So the you know, so sometimes the TV channels that we watch.
Okay.
We are Christian. Or you know, the way we dress sometimes. Some people wear the cross, you know, either in the ears or here, just to show that they are Christian. I mean, I have nothing against people wearing it. It's good. Okay, but our Christian identity is not based on those type of symbols. You know, there is a story that the Christian pastors generally wear white, right? Especially in conventional churches. Yeah, the story is that when the people wanted to decide what should Christian pastors wear. They already saw that all the other colors were taken by somebody else. So they decided that, okay, Christians should wear only white. That's why I'm wearing white. So a lot of us sometimes exhibit our Christian identity through such visible symbols. Now, while there is nothing wrong with it, but that is not enough. Christian identity comes from within. First, it comes from a sense of belonging. Who do we belong to? Yes, so that we need to know. You see, if you look
at,
because Jesus knew where he came from. Same way. So the first thing that we need to know about Christian identity is that we need to have a sense of belonging, correct sense of belonging. Galatians 4:7.
Galatians 4:7.
Right? So I am a son. And because I am a son, I am an heir to God's kingdom.
Colossians 3:3.
You have died and now you are with
Christ.
So, you know, have you heard about this will? What do you say for will?
Will.
The one that we write for. Okay. You know about will, right?
Now, what
is
it?
Okay. So, what is the importance of the will? Yeah. You can write it any time, but and you know. So there was an old man who went to hospital. He couldn't hear. So he was going to the hospital. He was being treated. And you know, but the one such visit. Doctor told him that there is a new device which has come, new treatment which has come. And if you do that, you will get your hearing back. Can you hear me? So the doctor asked this old man, can I do that treatment for you? He said, okay, do it. And so the doctor did that operation. And then he said, you go back home and then come back after 1 month so that we know what the effect of the operation has been. So the old man went back and then came back after 1 month. So the doctor asked him, how is it? He said, I can hear perfectly well, the treatment has worked. If he has a question, he would have said hallelujah, right? So he said, yes, I can hear very well. So the doctor told him, okay, so your family must be very happy, isn't it? So the old man said, I haven't told my family yet. I am quietly listening to what is happening. And I have changed my will 4 times in the last month. So do you get the message? A will is effective only when the person dies. So as long as the person who wrote the will lives, the will is just a piece of paper. Okay, it may contain many riches, it may contain acres and acres of land or buildings and you know, gold or bank deposits. But as long as that person lives, it is just a worthless piece of paper.
அந்த உயிர் எழுந்த ஆழ உயிரோடு இருக்கிற வரைக்கும்
அது வந்து ஒரு பெரிய சின்ன ஒரு பேப்பர் மாதிரி தான். அதுல அந்த அளவுக்கு முக்கியத்துவம் கிடையாது. அதுல நிறைய எழுதிக்கலாம், நிறைய சொல்லிருக்கலாம்.
Do you understand this principle? Now imagine this. God has willed his kingdom to you and me.
ஆண்டவர் அவருடைய ராஜ்யத்தை நமக்கு சொல்லி உயிலாக கொடுத்திருக்கிறார்.
And God knew that according to the laws of the earth,
இந்த உலகத்துல சட்டங்களின்படி,
unless the author of the will dies, the will is not effective. So the author of the will had to die, and that is what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And that is the heirdom that he has given to us. You know, we have become heirs to the kingdom of God. So that is our Christian identity. We belong to the kingdom. And that through, that came through a price. Through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So we have to really understand this, and that we are heirs to the kingdom, and that is our sense of belonging. So that was the first one on our Christian identity. The second principle on the Christian identity is what I call as the healthy attitude to one's own death.
நம்முடைய இறப்ப குறித்து ஒரு சரியான ஆரோக்கியமான ஒரு மனநிலைமை நமக்கு இருக்கணும்.
Do Christians need to be afraid of death?
கிறிஸ்தவர்கள் மரணத்திற்கு பயப்பட வேண்டுமா?
And Christianity is the only religion which offers that beautiful eternal life principle.
கிறிஸ்தவ மார்க்கம் மட்டும்தான் அந்த நிச்சயமான ஒரு வாழ்க்கை கொடுத்ததான காரியத்தை நமக்கு கொடுக்குது.
1 Corinthians 15:55 Paul asks, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your victory? That's the second point of Christian identity that one needs to remember. First is what? Where do we belong? And the second one is a healthy attitude to one's life, one's death. The third one is a willingness to confront difficult issues. Are we willing to confront or, you know, take care of difficult situations? That is the third point in relationships, in unwillingness to accept the fact that we are not victims, but we are agents. Need to repent sin. So these are things, situations, you know, which we need to be able to confront. That's the third point. Our willingness to confront difficult situations.
Okay.
The fourth point is a loving spirit which reaches out to others. 1 Peter 4:10.
4:10
மற்றவங்களுக்கு
அன்பா உதவி செய்யறதுக்கு நம்ம ஆடுறோமா?
So I just want to remember these four points when we talk about our Christian identity. That is, the first one is our sense of belonging. Second is? Our attitude, our healthy attitude to our own death. The third one is willingness to confront difficult issues and situations. And the fourth one is the loving spirit that reaches out to others. So please remember this. This is the beginning of the understanding of self. We need to understand self. So what we have seen in this session. So what we saw this morning is that what we are, that will impact how we behave. And how we behave will impact the feelings of people around us. And that will impact the fruits that we can bear for within them. And one of the aspects, we will be seeing the other aspect too, but one of the aspects of self is Christian identity. What is our identity? And we saw four points for Christian identity. Number one is, where do we belong? What is our attitude to our death? Are we willing to confront difficult issues? And are we willing to reach out to others with a loving spirit? We break now and come back after 10 minutes. Okay? Right. Thank you.
அந்த காலையில கேட்ட செய்தியை நான் உள்வாங்கி அதில் கண் கொடுப்பதற்காக நம்ம போதுங்க சத்யதாசர் வந்து ஜபித்து அவர் ஜபித்து முடித்த பின் அந்த
பாதுகாப்பு
அதை சுட்டுக் கொள்ளலாம் பெண்களுக்கான பாதிப்பு இருக்கிறது ஆண்களுக்கு சற்று அப்படியே சுட்டுக் கொள்ளலாம் சரியாக 12-10 1 கோடி முன்படி அன்போடு அழைக்கிறேன் எவ்வளவு வேகமா வர முடியுமோ வேகமா வர முடியாது போதுக்கு மேலான ஜீவனோட பிதாவே இந்த அருமையான நல்ல வேலைக்காக வந்து சமூகத்திலே ஜெபிக்கிறோம் விண்ணப்பிக்கிறோம் தாவே அப்பா இந்த கதாவே இந்த கர்த்தருக்காக சமூகத்திலே ஜெபிக்கிறோம் ஆண்டவரே உலகின் தலைமந்தத்தை குறித்து கதாவே பயிற்சி அளிக்கிறதான இந்த நேரத்துல இந்த பயிற்சி நேரத்துல கதாவே நாங்களுடைய வசனத்தை கேட்கவும் எங்களுக்கு விரோதமாய் கொடுக்கப்படுகிற வார்த்தைகளை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு அதன்படி நாங்களுடைய பாதையை செயல்படவும் எங்களுடைய ஆத்மாவிலே நாங்கள் வளர்ச்சியை கொடுக்கிறதான ஆண்டோரிய ஆலோசனைகளுக்காக நன்றி செலுத்துகிறோம் தாவே ஆலோசனையை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு அதன்படி செயல்பட எங்களை நிலப்படுத்தும்படியாக திருவியனால நிரம்பி எங்களை காத்துக் கொள்ளும்படியாக ஜெபிக்கிறோம் ஆண்டோரை இந்த பயிற்சி கொடுக்கிற பிள்ளைகளை ஆசிரியக்கும்படியாக ஜெபிக்கிறோம் தாவே இந்த ஆண்டோரை பயிற்சியை பொருட்படுத்தி நடத்துக்கிறதான அருமையான கதாவை ஒளிக்கடாக ஜெபிக்கிறோம் குடும்பத்துக்காக ஜெபிக்கிறோம் எல்லா காரியங்களையும் பொருட்படுத்திக் கொள்கிறாக ஆண்டோரை பிரியான பார்க்கும் முழுவதும் பாதத்தை ஒப்பு கொடுக்கிறோம் தொடர்ந்து கிரியை செய்யும் ஏசு கிறிஸ்து நாமத்தினால் ஜெபங்கள் ஜீவனோட நல்லதுக்காவே
வேகம் பெண்கள் முதலாவது
Thank you. Is it difficult for you?
Make short sentences and always give examples.
This is my first experience with translation, so that's why I know I'm...
Long sentences and basic sentences.
பழைய
this is the last one. Oh, okay. This will be next session. And this one, I'll explain. Basically, what we do is one. I think I'll get into that next right away after they come back. Can I get a tender coconut, please?
Ayya, nalla irukingla.
Nalla.
Amma nalla irukke. Thank you.